Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 6. K-Mag found himself with two 10-second penalties for leaving the track to gain a position at the most recent Grand Prix. So I'll talk about the regulations surrounding leaving the track, recent changes to that regulation, as well as how a penalty is served. But before that, I just wanted to thank my listeners quickly. I reviewed the analytics from my first few episodes, and I'm blown away at how many different countries you all are from. I thought it'd be fun to do a shout out to different locations from time to time. So for this episode, I'd like to send a huge hello and welcome to my listeners in the Netherlands. Now, onto our topic for the day. As expected, there are a million regulations in Formula One. Thus, there are a lot of different reasons why a driver may receive a penalty. Today, I'll concentrate on leaving the track to gain a position. In layman's terms, you can't overtake when all four of your tires are on the outside of the white lines that indicate the track's limits. This isn't as cut and dried as it sounds and has been an extremely contentious subject in many races. The regulations state that drivers must make every reasonable effort to use the track at all times and may not leave the track without a justifiable reason. This statement leaves room for interpretation. If a car on the outside of the track turns into another car's racing line, it could force that other car to go off the track to prevent a collision. That sounds like a justified reason to go off track, right? But what if the second car gained a position while trying to avoid that collision? The regulations continue with, should a car leave the track, the driver may rejoin, however, this may only be done when it's safe to do so and without gaining any lasting advantage. Therein lies the issue, without any lasting advantage. That judgment call has to be made by the stewards. And finally, this section of the regulations ends with, at the absolute discretion of the race director, a driver may be given the opportunity to give back the whole or any advantage he gained by leaving the track. They review the incident, and sometimes it results in a penalty and other times it doesn't. And sometimes, you know when you were young and adults would tell you to give something back because it wasn't yours? Well, sometimes the driver is asked to give the place back. So basically, slow down just enough to let that original car ahead of you, then carry on racing again. There are so many variables to consider. Whatever the stewards do decide, one thing is for sure, somebody is going to disagree with it. Even teams that weren't involved might be keeping tabs because sometimes they have a vested interest in how far behind or in front the drivers involved are, so these decisions could make a big difference in their race as well. Should the stewards decide to impose a time penalty, it is now 10 seconds. The stewards used to impose their usual go-to of 5 seconds because that was the precedent set, but it is doubled now this year. Why the change? In certain situations, the old 5-second penalty was viewed as a cheap way to gain positions in a race. For example, you know your car has a higher top speed than the one in front of you, but that driver's defending well and you aren't able to overtake safely within track limits. Cutting a corner or taking a turn a little wider might get you a 5-second penalty, but the time you save by not having to sit behind the slower car turn after turn can offset that penalty, meaning you can still end up ahead in the end. Many drivers have been accused of abusing this relatively low-cost penalty to their advantage, which means that many other drivers, teams, and fans have complained about it. Even the drivers that have complained about it are in the pool of those that have been accused of taking advantage of it. So after many discussions, the stewards are setting a new precedence and have bumped this penalty up to 10 seconds this year. That's not to say that this still isn't reviewed on a case-by-case basis and that another form of penalty can't be imposed. Yes, like any other sport, there are going to be judgment calls. This penalty can be served one of two ways, depending on the situation. If the penalized driver makes a pit stop at some point after the penalty is imposed, they must stay stationary in their pit box for 10 seconds, during which time no work can be done on the car. The FIA regulations used to state simply that the car couldn't be worked on, but now they explicitly state that neither pit crew nor tools can even touch the car or driver during this time. During the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix last year, Fernando Alonso earned himself third place on the podium. That was until the stewards had later reviewed his pit stop and deemed that because the car jack was touching the car, the penalty was not served properly. Keep in mind, this is all happening after the race has ended. So this meant that they would have to add an extra 5 seconds to his race time, which meant Alonso would move down to fourth place behind George Russell and thus stripped Alonso of his podium finish. The decision was appealed, and due to the vague wording of quote-unquote worked on, the FIA backtracked on their decision, thus taking third place away from George Russell, giving it back to Alonso, and then later they went on to amend the regulations to explicitly state that pit crew members or tools touching the car is deemed as working on it. So what if the driver doesn't come in for another pit stop after being given the penalty? That time is simply added onto the driver's finish time. That means that you have to stay far enough ahead of the drivers behind you to cover that penalty, or you'll end up losing one or more places after crossing the finish line. Now what if you don't even end up crossing the finish line after being given a penalty? If you're forced to retire from the race, crash, engine issues, the stewards can impose a grid penalty for the next race. So say in the next race you qualify for position X, they'll make you start further down the grid at position Y as your penalty. In Japan last year, Sergio Perez ended up damaging his front wing. Then while exiting the pits to get it fixed, he gets a penalty for a safety car infringement. Once the race resumed, he ended up earning himself another penalty during a crash that damaged his front wing again. So at lap 15, Red Bull decides his race isn't salvageable anymore and calls him into the pits to retire from the race. Or so everyone, including Perez, thought. Red Bull realized that Perez's unserved penalty could result in a grid drop for him next race. So the team got ready to get him back out on the track just as a formality. So he came in at lap 15. By the time he left the pits again, most of the grid was on lap 41. Perez does his lap, comes into the pits, serves his stationary penalty, then goes out for another lap, then officially gets to retire from the race. The Japanese Grand Prix is never boring. And that's how penalties are served, my friends. With the 2024 season still being so fresh, there'll be plenty more opportunities for me to discuss other types in the wide array of driver and team penalties and all of the inevitable drama and controversy that comes with them. And don't forget to tune back in on Monday because it's finally race weekend again, my friends, and we'll be discussing the Australian Grand Prix. I have big, huge hopes for this race. Thanks for listening, F1 fans. Take care. And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.